So Venerable Geshe-la also teaches in modern Buddhism, if myself I normally see does not exist, who is meditating? We exist as a mere imputation, as we understood yesterday. As long as we are satisfied with the mere imputation of ourself, there's no problem. We think I exist, I'm going to town. The problem arises only when we look for ourself other than the mere conceptual imputation, I, ourself. Our mind grasps at an I that ultimately exists independently of conceptual imputation, as if there were a real I existing behind the label. Our self exists as mere imputation. This is our existent self. In the same way, which is what we're learning here, phenomena exist as mere imputation. Phenomena that exist as mere imputation are existent phenomena. There are no self and other phenomena that exist other than mere imputation. In truth, our self and other phenomena that exist as mere imputation is the ultimate nature of ourself and other phenomena, not the conventional nature. At first, these explanations are difficult to understand, but please be patient. We should apply effort to receive the powerful blessings of Wisdom Buddha, Jesongkhapa, through sincerely engaging in the practice of Heart Jewel. So of course we are followers of the Wisdom Buddha, living Jesongkhapa. Everything our Guru teaches us will become clear, and eventually we will realize these truths directly. So Venerable Geshe-la finishes, through contemplating this subject, eventually we will understand that conventional truths and their ultimate truth or emptiness are the same nature. A conventional truth, such as our body, and the emptiness of our body are the same nature. They are not different entities. We will understand our body is merely imputed by mind. And because it's merely imputed, it does not exist separate from the mind. The body exists as a mere imputation or mere appearance to the mind. It is created, projected by mind. We cannot find it outside of the mind. So then, Venerable Geshe-la, quoted from Heart Sutra. In the Heart Sutra, it says, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Form is emptiness means form lacks inherent existence, or lacks existence from its own side. Emptiness is form means when form appears, in reality, it is the emptiness of form that is appearing in the aspect of form. Just emptiness appearing. Just emptiness appearing in the aspect of things. Form is not different or other than emptiness. They have the same nature. If we understand that conventional truth and ultimate truth are the same nature, and we meditate on this knowledge continually, then our dualistic appearance will gradually reduce and disappear. So this is what we need to happen to become enlightened, for our dualistic appearance to disappear. So what does this mean? Whenever we perceive our body, we perceive the body itself, and we also perceive an inherently existent body. At present, we are unable to distinguish between our body and an inherently existent body. In our mind, body and inherently existent body are mixed together simultaneously. This appearance is called dualistic appearance. By continually meditating on the two truths being of one nature, gradually during meditation, the appearance of things existing inherently will weaken, and the appearance of the lack of inherent existence will get stronger, the truth. Finally, through continued meditation, the appearance of inherent existence will disappear. We will perceive only emptiness. At that time, our dualistic appearance will cease. Through this experience, which cuts through ignorance and its imprints, we can finally achieve full enlightenment and develop the quick wisdom that knows all phenomena of past, present, and future directly and simultaneously.